Right now, 36 on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3.
Hooray for Hollywood. Okay, sorry for that. Just wanted to introduce Q, our entertainment guy. Q from Entertainment for the Rest of Us is on the phone, and Q is going to give us his movie pick for this weekend. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And hello, Q.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. Good. Glad that it's Friday and that it's the weekend and we can think about going to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little sad right now, though, because my bracket isn't doing very well.
Right.
Uh-oh. Was Duke one of your picks for the finals?
Well, I had him to the Sweet 16, at least, so.
Okay. That was quite the butt-whooping last mm-hmm. night. I mean, Arizona, woo!
On fire.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I know last week we touched on Limitless, and you were going to go out and see it, and you were going to recommend it only if you thought it was good. What's the verdict?
It is good. It's a great movie. So this stars, Limitless stars Bradley Cooper. It also has the one and only Mr. De Niro in it.
Yes.
And it also has, as the love interest, Abbie Cornish in there, Bradley Cooper's love interest. Okay. De Niro's not in it that much. So if you're going just to see De Niro, you're going to be disappointed if you're going to see him. He's not in it as much as you'd like. But Bradley Cooper really does a great job of carrying this entire movie. The movie's about him as a writer, and he basically takes this designer pharmaceutical that is built and designed to basically take full capacity of your brain and gives you powers, not powers, it gives you the ability to use your brain to basically calculate and understand and takes its full capacity as opposed to only 20% that we supposedly use now. And as he's taking his drug, he starts learning about math and starts doing really well in the stock market, and that's where De Niro's character comes in and says, okay, you're a miracle kid. I want to know what you're doing. How can you help me in my business? And then it all kind of goes crazy from there because it's a drug, of course, and he gets addicted, and addictions are never that good.
Right. Wow.
Because
he has to keep taking the pill in order to continue to be this smart?
Exactly. So he has to have that continued capacity in order to prove himself. And he gets himself into a little pickle, if you will, of trying to say, yes, I can help you with this big merger. And if he doesn't take the drug, he's not able to help him.
Wow. And it's an interesting storyline because I think take away the pill, all right, that a lot of times in life, sometimes you'll try to portray yourself as something that you aren't. And what happens when reality sets in and your cover might be blown, you know?
Exactly. And that kind of, it starts working out that way and it goes through the movie. And you kind of see in the trailers where De Niro finds out that he's on the drug.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting, and the ending has a little twist to it that you don't expect.
Okay.
So you have to, of course, sit there and watch and see the ending, and it's very, very intriguing. I thought it kind of left it open too much in order to have a Limitless 2 that does really well in the box office, and it's doing really well. It's led the box office, and it's getting pretty good reviews. So there may or may not be a second one. I was talking to another friend. They felt that it ended just well to where if they don't have a Limitless 2, it's still a good ending to where, things are resolved. But I thought there was a lot of open questions still at the end, but that was just me.
Okay.
One thing with taking drugs or anything for that matter, there's all these good effects, but then there's all these side effects and bad things. Does it approach that?
It does approach the side effects, and there's quite a few side effects. And you kind of, in the trailers, they talk about it where there's gaps of time where his brain is skipping like hours at a time.
Hmm.
And they also address that. And that's one of the side effects. And then of course, when you come off the drug, there's all these other things too that affect you, the whole detox idea as well. So they do address that in addition.
Okay.
We're talking with Q from Entertainment for the Rest of Us, and this weekend he recommends you go see the movie Limitless. Now, I just thought about this. I've never asked you this question before, but maybe I should start incorporating this into the movie selection. Wait, if you have to go to the bathroom during the movie, where would be a good point to go? Because it seems like you could really miss out on some key parts of this movie if you go at the wrong time.
Yeah, and that's actually something we talk about in our show as well, because there are some people that, you know, they just have to go get their popcorn, or they just have to go to the restroom.
It never fails for me. I don't know what it is. We get the soda, we get the popcorn, and I make sure to drink only small sips and small amounts of the soda, but regardless, I got to go during the movie.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So the best time I would say on this one, where you're not going to miss a lot and you're going to be okay if you go, he goes to a dinner a second time with his love interest. The Lindy is her name.
Okay.
And this in the trailers you see where she questions him and says, "Where'd you learn to speak Italian?" So there's this, there's that one scene right there where she meets her for the second time in the restaurant.
Okay.
He's all gussied up now and clean cut. That would be a good time to go, and you're not going to miss a lot during that portion.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for that tip.
Yeah, we know.
And if you want to learn more about Q, you can just Google Entertainment for the Rest of Us, and it'll take you to their website. And before we let you go, what will you be talking on about on your show this week, Q?
So Sucker Punch came out today. Mm-hmm. We're going to check that out. The same gal who was in Limitless, Abby Cornish, is also in Sucker Punch, so you get to see her again this week.
Jeez.
So we're going to check out Sucker Punch, and then we're going to be talking The Tourist. I didn't get a chance to pick up the DVD yet, but we're going to watch The Tourist and review that. So we'll see how it goes next week, and I'll tell you how The Tourist is. I've heard mixed reviews about The Tourist.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
I've seen it, too.
A lot of people didn't go to the movie, so.
I like Johnny Depp, so I went, but it was a little flat for me.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that next week.
Sounds wonderful. And don't forget, Q's show on Entertainment for the Rest of Us is Sundays at 5 o'clock, so you can listen to Q and his crew talk about the movies and even get in on the conversation with them. Thank you, Q.
Thank you, guys. You have a wonderful rest of your Friday.
All right, you too. Take care. You know that family road trip? Every summer, you know, put the family in the car. And there's a lot to pack if you're going to take that family road trip.
That's right.
You've got to pack all the clothes and the snacks and the toys for the kids and the DVDs and things to keep them occupied. But you might want to save room for the government, because they would like to have a place in your car, too. We're going to connect about that next. It's 1:13 on Connect FM.